Welcome to Israel 18 News at 6 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a cool, clear morning across Israel today. Tel Aviv and Jerusalem are enjoying some sunshine, while Haifa is waking up to a mild breeze. Perfect weather to start the day outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, the Times of Israel reports that the U.S. has launched new airstrikes on Iran for the 8th consecutive night, following the killing of American soldiers in Jordan. In response, Washington has issued a worldwide caution alert amid concerns of Iranian retaliation against Americans overseas. Also, JNS highlights that the U.S. aims to swiftly punish Iran for the deaths of two American soldiers in Jordan. The U.S. Central Command states the strikes also aim to degrade Iran's threats to commercial shipping in the Strait of Hormuz. Also this hour, Ynet reports a tragic incident where a 15-year-old Israeli teen, Najat al-Shamali, from Ramla, died after falling at a hotel in Jordan. She was vacationing with her family. Separately, Forward shares a story of a man who organized World Cup viewings in Gaza, only to be killed by an Israeli airstrike. This highlights the broader impact of the conflict on civilian lives. And finally, I-24 News notes a statement attributed to Mojtaba Khamenei, calling former President Trump's signature worthless and vowing unforgettable lessons for the U.S., referred to as the Great Satan. Reaction has been swift on social media. Aviva Klompas, a commentator, posted just minutes ago that threats from Iran have led the State Department to issue a worldwide caution alert for U.S. citizens. Memory, a Middle East media research institute, shared an hour ago that the Iranian deputy speaker is urging revenge for Khamenei. Majlis members chant for no compromise and for revenge. Why? Net Global, an Israeli news outlet, reported an hour ago on the tragic death of an Israeli teen in Jordan. They noted that Jordanian police have opened an investigation. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the U.S. airstrikes on Iran. The Times of Israel reports these strikes come in the wake of two American soldiers' deaths in Jordan. The U.S. escalates its military response, targeting Iran's military capabilities. This ongoing conflict raises concerns over the safety of Americans abroad. Turning to the U.S. Central Command's strategy. According to JNS, the strikes aim to punish Iran swiftly while protecting commercial shipping routes. The Strait of Hormuz remains a critical passage for global energy supplies, making stability in the region paramount. Meanwhile, the tragic death of Najat al-Shamali in Jordan has gripped the public. Ynet details her fall at a hotel, which has prompted an investigation by Jordanian authorities. Her death underscores the importance of safety measures for tourists. Moving on to Gaza, Forward highlights the human toll of conflict, recounting the death of a man who brought the World Cup to local fans. His loss is a stark reminder of the innocent lives disrupted by ongoing hostilities. Finally, the statement from Mojtaba Khamenei. I-24 News reports his vow of unforgettable lessons for the U.S. This rhetoric adds to the tensions between Iran and the United States, with potential implications for international relations. On the economic front. First, CTEC reports on the mapping of Israel's physical AI ecosystem. Over 125 companies have raised more than $10 billion focusing on defense and mobility, highlighting Israel's tech innovation. Separately, Israel Hayom Business discusses a groundbreaking credit financing bonus. Property law guarantees have become part of a non-bank financing revolution, marking a significant development in real estate finance. And finally, Ynet Business shares news of Syngenta's partnership with Israeli ag tech firm Groundwork BioAg. They aim to enhance soil carbon programs, initially targeting crops like corn and soy, showcasing Israel's role in sustainable agriculture. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 7 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.